this Boy Meets World, Boy Meets World. Wandering down this road that we call life is what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me when this Boy Meets World.
Hey, what are you doing in my seat?
Well, the wife and I aren't together anymore, and I figured it would be safer if I had a buffer.
This breakup is now having severe ramifications on me.
Ooh, ramifications. Nice word, Jughead.
You see, now Feeny knows I'm in the class.
It's just logistics, Sean. Listen, if I sit in that seat, I can still smell her hair, hear her breathe, watch her sweater go up when she raises her hand.
Oh, okay, I'll sit here.
But I'm only between you two, okay? I'm not in the middle of you.
Hey, Topanga, can I borrow your big pencil?
They're not divorced, Kenny. It's just a trial separation. And don't think I don't know what borrow a pencil means, okay? Nobody's borrowed more pencils than Sean Hunter. Hey, thanks for not getting in the middle of this.
He was just asking for a pencil.
I know what he was asking for, and if he asks again, I'll stab that big pencil through his heart. You hear me, Kenny?
Why is Sean so obsessed with you too?
I don't know, but he's almost taking it harder than me and Corey.
We'll return to the young and the restless right after this word from Feeny. And here is the word. Shut up.
Mr. Feeny, I'm sure if you recall the pain of being stabbed in the back by a girlfriend.
I didn't stab him. He stabbed me.
Oh, I'd stab myself before I'd stab you. Kenny, give me that pencil.
I don't have one.
This class will not be more interested in the romantic goings-on of its students than it is with whatever the hell I'm teaching. Matthews, go sit on that side of the room. Lawrence, you sit on this side. Right now, let's go.
Mr. Feeny, you can't do that. You're contributing to the furtherance of their apartness.
I'm trying to teach a class here. Now, Mr. Hunter, Nebraska.
Oh, don't try and change the subject.
Quiet! One more crazy interruption, and all you nuts are going into detention. Oh, that's it.
I didn't think seniors still got detention.
They do when they act like two-year-olds. Mr. Matthews, when one mocks someone, one should wait until they're not looking right at them.
I'm not my regular seat.
This is detention, people. That means no talking, moving, or fraternizing for the next hour and a half.
Where are you going, Mr. Feeny?
I am not in detention, Mr. Hunter. I can do as I please. And don't for a moment think, because of my absence from this room, that you're not being watched.
All I wanted was a pencil.
Oh, shut up, Kenny. You're lucky to even be here.
I don't happen to see it that way.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, if we're going to be in here for over an hour, then I'm going to my locker to get my cheese product. Can you believe this? Feeny locked us in.
He can't do that. It's against the Geneva Detention Convention.
Whoa, yay. Do you think he works on that lock?
Hey, Giggles, we're locked in. Do you have the key?
Hey,
you want to let us out?
Okay, this is getting scary. What is going on?
I don't know, but I like it. Now I don't like it as much.
It's Feeny.
There's blood on on the blackboard, Sean. I don't think it's because he ran out of chalk.
No, no, it's fake. It's all fake. Feeny's pulling some elaborate hoax.
Why?
Well, why does Feeny do anything to teach us something?
What's he trying to teach us?
To pay attention or we die.
Oh, you're nuts.
Stop attacking me, okay? You've given up your right to attack me.
This doesn't make any sense.
It does if you've seen as many horror films as I have. This is classic. The locked door, the scary janitor, the bloody warning, and our soon-to-be first victim.
Me? Why me?
Well, Kenny, it's certainly not going to be any of us. What are you thinking? What is this guy doing?
All right. You're the horror film expert. What's that?
That's the sound of our beating hearts. It signifies our heightened fear and the fact that something horrible is about to walk in that door right now.
Hi-ho!
Blackboard.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, well, Jack and I had the hankering for some hoops. Missed the smell of the old John Adams locker room, you know?
Hey, did you guys see Feeny out there?
Nope, not a soul. Actually, it was kind of creepy.
Why creepy? Why is it creepy? Why'd you say creepy? Why creepy?
I think it had something to do with that janitor.
I knew it!
See, we were finished playing, went into the locker room to change, and there he was pushing his squeaky bin, emptying the waste baskets.
Well, that's not so creepy.
Oh, and there's blood coming out of the showers.
Okay, that was the pressure.
Oh, really good.
Really?
Got all the
blood in the showers. Nice. This is straight out of that horror film classic, Blood in the Showers. No, this isn't the janitor. This is the work of a diabolical master villain.
Feeny.
Absolutely Feeny. I just feel so bad that Kenny has to be the first to die.
I really wish you'd stop saying that.
So what do you think Feeny's trying to do? I think that he knows we're too old for detention to scare us like it did when we were little kids, right? So he's turned this school into a total chamber of horrors.
Dr. Feeny's house of terror.
Doesn't scare me. Nothing scares me. And Topanga doesn't belong to your best friend, Cora, anymore. And if I want to borrow a pencil from her, I will. And what are you going to do about it?
Wait, since the last time you were scared?
No, no, no. You scream when the lights go off. The scream when the lights come on takes away from the first scream. Now you're just being wild.
We'll always remember he was that tall.
Oh, my gosh! They killed Kenny!
Welcome to John Adams High, where you are gonna die, that's right.
Feeny, 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 you are so low budget.
Wake up, Sean. This could not be Mr. Feeny.
No, then what? There really is some psycho killer on the loose? You'd rather believe that?
Oh, my God! My basketball's gone, too!
No, it's not. I've got it.
Oh, good.
I don't care who's behind this. I'm scared. Can we please get out of here?
Of course we can't get out of here. Feeny is the only one with the keys to all the doors, and they're all locked and chained by now. Why won't you believe me? It's all so predictable.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what's gonna happen next?
First, there'll be some strange, shrouded figure creeping behind us that none of us will see. Then the lights will flicker, and Feeny will pop up and reveal his master plan to us.
Here's a knife, here's a gun, there'll be fun for everyone. Death is on the menu tonight.
Mr. Feeny, I have got to hand it to you. You have really outdone yourself this time. I mean, killing Kenny, obvious choice, but the pencil, George, I mean, that was genius.
I knew it was you all along. What's the big lesson? What were you trying to teach us?
Oh, my gosh! They killed Feeny!
I was wrong.
Hey,
die. How can Feeney die?
He was the first suspect. It's my fault. The second I suspected him, I signed his death warrant.
Well, is any one of us safe?
Yeah, virgins. Virgins never die.
All right. Thanks for saving me.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Well, I'll get as sick as you can get without actually dying.
Feeney, he's dead.
Hey, hey, hey.
A Golfini! A Golfini! Go,
okay!
Listen, as happy as I am for Feeney, I am scared to death here. Okay, what do we do?
Okay, all right, let's calmly recap.
Kenny's dead, Feeney's dead, we're trapped inside with the killer.
So basically, we have to figure out who the killer is.
Yeah, we should split up.
Right away, wrong.
Okay, fine, we'll just stay right here and we'll all be fine.
Don't say it.
The janitor's the killer.
And that's the end of the janitor.
Oh, stop being crazy.
Yeah, Sean. You were wrong about Feeney and you're wrong about this.
You were wrong to break up with Corey.
What does that have to do with anything?
Did any of this happen when you two were together?
No.
You've killed us. You've killed us all.
Hey, 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 now you're overreacting. There's only two people that are horribly dead. That's an acceptable loss. You know, you are really good at that. So where is he?
He's probably on his way.
I don't think so. Angela?
Yeah?
You sick of screaming?
Yes.
And don't look in here.
There's like 15 retainers in there!
And this.
Oh, me. Okay.
Wait a second! The killer's dead! We're off the hook! Up top!
I don't get it, man. It had to be the janitor.
There's nobody else in here. Is there?
All right, how do you explain this?
Easy. The death of the janitor signifies the end of the last of the obvious suspects. Just like in the cult classic. The last of the obvious suspects.
That would mean...
Dun, dun, dun.
The killer is one of us.
Like in, the killer is one of us.
Dun, dun, dun.
Enough already.
What? Do we upset you?
Yes.
Upset you enough to kill?
Dun, dun, dun. I'm done.
Okay. I think we need to face it, everybody. One of us is a crazy, psychopathic murderer. The question is, which one of us is it?
Somebody else in here, and there has to be another way out. Somebody has to find a way out.
Fine, I'll do it.
I'm the oldest. Actually, I'm the oldest.
Yeah, but I've lived the longest.
Okay, fine. You can...
All right, so, you know, what just happened here?
You get to stay out here all by yourself.
Oh, good.
Good luck.
Thanks, man. Hey.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun-dun.
Excuse me. Killer! Killer! You're the killer! And I know you're gonna tell me you're not the killer, and because you're beautiful, you think I'm gonna believe you, but I'm not! It's just like that movie, Killer, Killer, You're the Killer, and I know you're gonna tell me that
I'm
you're...
I'm not the killer.
I believe you.
You see, I'm a new student here, and I was in study hall, and I got locked in. I've been so frightened. You are very friendly, aren't you?
I'm friendly enough to keep you safe from the bad, bad killer, man. Hi, Eric Matthews, and you are?
Jennifer Love Pfefferman.
Such a beautiful name. Can I call you Pfeffer?
Everybody does.
She doesn't look like the killer type to me.
Me neither. I am, however, less sure about Eric.
Don't assume. It's always the one you think can't be the killer.
You can hang out with us, Feffy.
Yeah, as long as we all hang out together, we'll all be safe. Yes, girl, I am the screamer around here.
Hello?
Do you like scary movies? What's your favorite?
Ooh, okay. Well, I like that one with the hottie hot hot from Party of Five.
Nev Campbell?
Duh.
Guys, we can use the phone to help us.
That's a great idea, because when we find out who the killer is, we can hit him with this.
Dun, dun, dun. Hello?
Oh, hey, it's a killer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All righty. Bye-bye.
Well, what did he say?
Was he mad?
He said what all killers say. He wants to come here, he wants to kill us, wants us to wait right here.
You know, I don't trust this Jennifer Love Pfefferman any more than I could throw her.
I know. We don't know anything about her, do we?
When did this school get a library?
Every day's a new adventure, isn't it?
All right, everybody. As much as this goes against my horror movie instincts, I think we should split up. That way the killer can't get to us all at once.
You know, I don't understand why anyone would do this to us. I mean, we're good kids. Why? For what reason?
Hey, we're all scared, but you know what? Don't worry, we're gonna get out of this.
Feffy! I'll save you!
Oh, it's too late. I think I know who the killer is.
Oh, save your breath, Feffy. There'll be plenty of time for that later.
Eric, I'm dying.
Oh, right. Okay, then maybe you should tell me now.
I caught a glimpse of the killer just before the books hit me. The killers.
Eric!
Feffy. Eric! Oh, he was my friend. My roommate. I didn't really know her. He paid half the rent.
Now I can't afford to live in my apartment anymore.
Wait, if I can't afford to live in my apartment anymore, then I don't want to live...
Sean is still your roommate. Together, you can make the rent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go back inside now. Thanks.
Okay, I know I was wrong before, but I really, really think this guy's the killer.
Why are you doing this to us? Fell asleep. Feeny's looking at you like he's gonna kill you.
No, he's not the killer. I am.
What?
Mr. Feeny, you can let everybody else go. It's not their fault we're in detention. It's mine.
How do you figure that?
Well, Corey and Topanga aren't together anymore.
Yes, I know. I too read Teen Beat, Mr. Hunter.
And I guess I've been taking it pretty hard. And I'm sorry I disrupted the class and killed everybody, but I think I know why I did it.
Pray tell.
You guys have been together since before I even knew you. And if you're not, then I guess I feel like there's nothing I can depend on. And it really makes me angry that there's nothing I can do to fix that.
Sean. You're not responsible for this.
What do you mean?
This isn't your fault.
Something bad happened, Mr. Hunter. But for the very first time, you're not responsible.
How come I feel so bad?
Well, because you're a troubled young man. I recognize that from the movie. a troubled young man. You may all go. It's obvious that you've been punished enough. Society, Mr. Matthews.
Lyndon Johnson's a Jennifer's public policy, sir. Mr. Feeney, sir.
Miss Lawrence.
Gee, I don't know. You've actually stumped me, sir. Mr. Feeney, sir.
Uh-huh. Nebraska, Mr. Hunter.
You only stay with the unicameral legislature, sir. Mr. Feeney, sir.
Pythagorean theorem, Miss Moore.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared, sir, Mr. Feeney, sir.
Actually, I've written a thesis which disputes that theory, and when I accept my Fields Medal for Mathematics, I will be sure to thank you, sir, Mr. Feeney, sir. Come on, everyone, let's give a hand for sir, Mr. Feeney, sir!
Nebraska, Mr. Hunter! Nebraska!
The 75th state! Major export! Yes!